Well, this is a lovely controversy. There's a huge region in the human and indeed all vertebrate retinas which is blind. It's where the optic nerve comes out of the retina into the brain, and there are no receptors, light-sensitive receptors, where the blind spot exits the retina into the brain. So there's this huge blind area, which we're not aware of. That's the extraordinary thing. You'd expect to see great big black patches out there, but you don't. And you don't even with one eye, so it's not that the other eye is covering up. That's an important point to make. Well, there's a controversy. One idea is that you simply ignore it. It's like being in a party and there's some incredibly boring person who never says anything worth hearing, so you simply ignore them. It's as though they're not there. Or you can say that the brain actually creates what ought to be there from probably the surrounding pattern. And we did an experiment. I did an experiment on this with Ramachandran, who's really significant, very important neuroscientist, Indian, lives in America. And we've done a lot of work together, actually. And we had a rather inspired couple of weeks on this, we thought, anyway, where we actually made artificial blind regions in the retina so that we could examine the effect not only far out at the edge where it's hard to know what's happening, but near the middle of the eye as well. We call these artificial scotoma. And we did experiments using a computer screen which convinced us that it is actually a dynamic process of filling in, not passively ignoring. And I don't think I can really go into the details of this experiment. It's a bit technical. But that was the issue. We came out with the view that it's active, dynamic filling in from the surrounding pattern. And there's now actually a collaboration of this using magnetic scanning, you know, fMRI. And it's now been measured that there's actual activity in the brain associated with the filling in of the blind spot. You can actually record the brain activity. So we're pretty jolly sure we were right on that.